female athlete of the month is River Queen Cameron Sattler, of course, qualifying for state and cross country. You're a sophomore. You had the opportunity to run there last year. So how is that experience going to benefit you this year?
I'm going to know what it's like to run with that type of competitiveness in those girls, so it's going to make me more confident going out this year.
I would imagine the competitors that you ran into are in the eastern part of the state will also help you a bit.
Yes, I'm excited, and especially being able to share a box with other fast girls that will be out there. It'll be really nice.
Now, I understand you changed your training a little bit over this past summer from the year before. Talk about that.
I did less mileage to keep my body more fresh and ready for the long season of cross country, and it really worked out really well, and I'm really happy I trusted my coaches.
And I understand a little more speed work.
Yes, more speed work too. I was a little iffy about it, but I had all trust in my coaches, and I'm really happy with the outcome.
Now, of course, the fall season was extremely hot. Now it's cooling off. Are you looking forward to a little cooler temperatures when you run?
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm ready for a big time drop, and I'm really ready to go out there.
So, again, you know the course. You're familiar with what's going to take place. What do you hope to do?
I hope to be in the top 20 and also PR.
I know you run track and field for us as well. What are the winter months for you like?
Last year, I managed a swim team so I could swim in the winter, but this year, I'm just going to focus on running at the gym.
Okay, and now, how are academics coming along now that you're in your sophomore year?
They're going really good. I'm doing way better this year now that we're in person, and I'm really enjoying school.
So again, congratulations. Best of luck this Friday in Fort Dodge. Now, when do you guys plan on going out, and what's the itinerary look like?
So we're going to have morning practice on Thursday, and then we're going to head out Thursday around noonish, and then we're going to go out there and kind of take it easy, enjoy our time, and then get in the race mindset, go to bed early, and go to the race on Friday.
So best of luck.
Thank you.